Brilliant. Wallace Bird and Hardly Hardly, super song at 8 minutes to 11 o'clock. Now, you know, as those of you who are dads with girls, that the princess thing is always going on in their lives. They either want to be one, they want to act like one, they want to be a Disney princess. It's just something they want to be. They look like Kate Middleton and they think, God, I'd love like to be like her. And those who of you who are dads of demanding little girls, and some are, you might be interested in Jeremiah Heaton. He is a father in the United States who has taken... Well, he's taken it to another level altogether. Good morning to you, Jeremiah.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for taking our call. I know it's early hours for you yet, but I'm intrigued by your story. Tell us about your daughter and what she wanted.
Well, over the winter, back before Christmas, Emily and I were playing in her room, and she asked in a very serious tone if she could be a princess one day for real. And so... you know, not wanting to dash her dreams, said that she would be. And then after making the statement, I sought to try to figure out a way to make that happen.
Okay, so here she is, 7 years old, looking at you with eyes like saucers. You're the dad. You've got to make this happen, as all dads who are wrapped around their daughter's fingers will do. What was the next step?
Well, I looked at the internet the way you know, most people do to turn for information these days, and began to dig through various locations on Earth, and actually landed on the area of Bertawil between Egyptian and the Sudanese border.
And what was the status of Bertawil, this stretch of land? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, for over 100 years... the area has been ungoverned by any nation. Egypt and Sudan have had disagreement over a larger piece of land along the Red Sea called the Halabib Triangle. The Bertawil area was an orphaned piece that was created when Egypt moved the line to the 22nd parallel. And so Egypt, by moving the line, is actually the one that gave up the land.
So this is an unclaimed, essentially a stretch of desert in the middle of, if you like, nowhere. I think it covers about 800 square miles. You see that, you think, well, no one owns that. So what was the next plan on the agenda?
Well, I had to seek permission from the Egyptian government to travel beyond the conventional tourist zones. Normally, to go that deep into the desert, you have to have permission. And so I sought to secure that, and it took several weeks to secure the permission, but once I did, then I began to make travel arrangements to go there.
What were you telling Emily at this stage?
Well, they were aware that I had found a piece of land, and so I kept them involved in the process through its entirety, and while we were waiting for permission, I actually had them to design the national flag, which you see on some of the pictures and websites.
So you told Emily she was going to be a princess of this barren stretch of unclaimed land, and she had to make up a flag. And what was the nature of the flag, the design?
Well, it's on a blue field. The top golden star above the seal in the middle represents my wife, and the three white stars below the seal represent all three children. And, of course, there's a crown in the center, and the rays of sunlight coming from behind the crown represent our vision for the future.
You eventually make it out to Bertawil in, I think it was just gone by, in June. What did you do when you got there?
Well, once our GPS confirmed that we were in the area, and I began to look for a mountain that I felt was appropriate to place the flag, and so I located a hill and climbed the hill in the 110-degree weather, using 5 bottles of water to reach the top, and planted the flag and secured it so that it would remain there, and took a few photos, and then began our journey back to the Red Sea.
And thereby, you claimed the land, not unlike Neil Armstrong on the moon once upon a time, and your daughter became the princess. Promise delivered upon.
That's true, and actually the planting of a flag is something that's happened very recently. Russia actually took a submarine and planted their flag at the North Pole to claim territory there. So, you know, there's been mention that what I've done is colonialism, but, you know, colonialism is one nation conquering another nation for virtue of exploiting resources or the people. There is no native population there. I do not, even though I'm a U.S. citizen, I do not represent the United States government. And of course, it's very clear that Burkeville was not a nation or had no form of governance. So what I have accomplished there is really something that's yet to be defined. And it's really strange to have something like this happen in the modern age. And I think that seeing it unfold in the modern age is somewhat counterintuitive for people to think that there's still possibilities to do those sort of things.
Will Princess Emily, all 7 years of her, be a benign ruler or a crazy despot?
Well, part of the development of the nation is I sat down with my family and we discussed, once we realized that early on that we would have a valid claim legally, to ask them to develop a plan for our nation that would be a benefit and service to the people of the world. And Emily has a school teacher who travels on an annual basis to Africa to help feed the hungry. So she was aware of the food security issues that plagued the continent of Africa. And in her words, she said, "Daddy, I would like to use our land to plant a garden as big as the country." And so that's when I got the idea of turning North Sudan into an agricultural production hub. Terraforming the desert is something that is increasing in popularity, and we seek to do that.
Great. Well, congratulations, Jeremiah. It's a lovely story, and your daughter has become the princess, and you've come good on your promise, unlike a lot of dads. I want to be a princess. Of course you do, and I go to sleep. But you did it differently. Well done. Thank you for your time this morning, Jeremiah. We've got to leave it there. Quick break before we say goodbye.